The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope that you are having an amazing weekend and that you are off to a great start. And, of course, thank you so much for inviting us into your home, into your car, wherever you are at this moment, and starting your day in a positive way. For anybody that's just waking up, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we're calling from that 805. And how are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
There you go. Tom, how's everything?
Everything's great, Kim.
Very good. Well, we want to start off with a little motivation. And of course, our show is all about inspiring you to live your best life. And really just, gosh, you are the maker. You are the producer. You are who is in control of your destiny. And why not be the best. Be the best. That's what it's all about. I'm really excited about all our guests again today. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And you can listen to our podcast.
If you've got a smartphone, just go to the podcast and download the Kim Pagano Show and you can take us wherever you're going.
There you go. And also give us a little rating on there so that, you know, we can just keep moving through the world and people get to hear us and share us. Let's start off with how happiness is like a butterfly. The more you chase it, the more it eludes you. But if you turn your attention to other things, it comes and sits softly on your shoulder. So,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So, anyways, you know, we want to make sure that we have so many things that we have here that you can win and that we are involved in, and so many great events that are happening. So, I do want to give it our phone number here. Our phone number is a little bit different than the other shows, so I want to make sure you write this number down. And one, our calls are off the charts. So, thank you everybody for calling in and sharing and just I love all your little inputs, you know, love your show, love to start my day with you, just all those kind of things. That just really makes it worthwhile being here, and we love to hear from you. So again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you're going to call when we are giving away things, and we give away every 15 minutes, so we'd love to give back. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay connected there for more chances to win. And also our newsletter.
Oh, I love our newsletter. It's not only we blog on it, so you get to hear a little bit about us, a little bit more about our personal lives. But we're also a calendar for everything going on in the 805, which is really fun because there are a lot of great things to do around here.
There you go. And not only that, you get to really kind of get an insight on all our guests that we're having. And I'm telling you, we have the best guests. They're just so inspiring. I mean, that's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. It's all about having these amazing guests that are living their best lives, and we're sharing them with you, and they're sharing your journey. So hopefully it makes your journey a little bit easier. So, Tom, do you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
Let's start with food, Kim, and it's great as always. A free kids meal can be had at The Habit. We have a $15 gift certificate for Midtown Cafe. Also, gift cards for Pete's Breakfast House. Then the $25 gift cards include a list of fantastic restaurants: Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's, Lazy Dog Cafe, all of those with a $25 gift card. In August, let's go to August 5th, Westlake Village Twin presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy, a great lineup with featuring Jason Love. He's going to be there heading the cast. Ventura County Fair tickets. Everybody loves the fair. It's a country fair with ocean air. Then we move on over to West Side Story, and that's presented by the Rubicon Theater Company. West Side Story is going to be there through the 15th of August. On August 15th, Surf and Suds Beer Festival in Carpinteria. Going to head out to that one, 11:30 to 5 o'clock. Tickets to go there. Wings Over Camarillo, a great air show at the Camarillo Airport. And Kim has pairs of tickets for that. Thousand Oaks, the fourth annual Brew Fest. Keep it going here with the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, 4 to 8 o'clock on August 27th. Then three big concerts at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. And they're going to be playing there August 7th. On the 13th, Chris Isaac. And also at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, September 25th. It's all about the Beach Boys.
Is that an amazing giveaway? I'm telling you, we've got so much stuff going on. And again, if you have an event or a business or anything that you want to spread the word about, give us a call here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Or you can always email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Let's start off with some fair tickets. And again, that's August 5th through the 16th. We've got Ventura County Fair. And when Wednesday is the $3 before 3. That's the, is that the right? Let's see. No, Dollar Day. Dollar Day starts off August 5th, and entry into the fair, $1 until 3 o'clock. So that's the best day to start off. I mean,
absolutely.
Right there. So anyways, all right, we've got tickets right now. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'm really excited about my first guest, and a big shout out to Tori. I love when guests and friends say, oh my God, he has to be on your show. And,
I love that. Yeah, so do I.
Kim, you're going to love him. So again, our first guest, Wayne. Is it Wayne Lair? Wayne?
Yes.
How are you? I love that you are so passionate. Meditation, yoga, health, spiritual well-being. This is like right up our alley. I love all that. And I have one of your blogs, your newsletter, Just Say Yes. You know, it's interesting. And I'm going to go back to that and we'll talk a little bit about that. Also joining us today is Randy Senzig. And I was just over at the, at their meeting, and we're giving out Brewfest tickets. And so again, we've got tickets for you. And again, it's the Kiwanis 50th anniversary.
Is it really?
Yeah. So I was over at that breakfast. They were so kind enough to invite me and introduce me to all the great things. But they've been doing stuff for the whole,
they do a lot of great things for the community, and also beyond our community. But you don't always hear exactly what they're doing because they kind of quietly do amazing things.
They do. You know, it's almost like those people that don't need a thank you.
Exactly.
I love that. Anyways,
doing
Randy's going to be coming on and talking about the Thousand Oaks Beer Fest. So we've got it's actually the Brew Fest. We've got an amazing show for you today. I do want to remind you, we are here till 8 o'clock. So again, we have lots of other guests on our second show. And all of our guests are, you know, just amazing people. So let's welcome our first guest on, Wayne. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your life and your story with us.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I think I'm what they refer to as a multi-hyphenate.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I've been a filmmaker. I used to design World's Fairs, theme parks, and museums for a living. I designed growing facilities for spirulina 40 years ago. I teach yoga and train yoga teachers now. I've written a nonfiction book called The Prodigy Within and Discovering Your Life's Purpose. And I'm in the middle of writing a novel / movie on what's happened as a result of the real world and the spiritual world separating over the last, you know, millennium or whatever it's been. And I'm an artist, a sculptor. I'm kind of, like I said, I still do all of those things, and I've made my living at various ones of them at various times.
Well, I love that because I think that, I mean, along with myself, and I know, Jennifer, you're kind of like this, and Tom, we all, you know, if you take the life by the horns, okay, as I call it, you know, I mean, I just dive in, you know, and I'm learning how to say, you know what? That's not something I really want to be a part of, or I'm okay with that now. I used to just kind of like, you know, go along with it and be a pleaser. And I'm starting to please myself. And I think that's what you're talking about, Wayne, is, and I really want to hear about your book, The Prodigy Within. That's your first book, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's really about serving your inner soul. And really, I always call it like filling your own cup. As a mom of four, I've filled everybody else's cup, and mine was like a little empty there for a little while. And now it's my turn, and I love it. It doesn't mean that I can't fill everybody's cup, because I've been actually going over and helping. I have two grandchildren now, and my daughter was a little overwhelmed with twins. And so she's like, Mom, if you could just give me an hour of time. So 2 days a week, I go over there, and it's like, it's almost like blocked out. So I,
absolutely,
it's a win-win. And she's like so in awe that I, you know, that I want to do that and that I'm there to help her. That's what it's all about. It's really fitting your life into making a happy life.
Well, Wayne, I'm looking at, I think it's your blog that you have here, and I'm looking at this, a copy of it, and it says, a couple sentences about how you can do a hike, no problem, go to a rock concert, you know, good seats, bad seats, do all these different things, and you just said yes, and then you worried about how. That's how we lived our life when we were young, and now our bodies just aren't like that. You can't recuperate as quickly, so you really have to pick and choose what is going to make you feel good, and you won't suffer later.
Great,
you know, like to, I really, really like that, because, and then sometimes I'll even find myself sitting at home and I'll think, I should be doing something. And
it's that shoulda, coulda, woulda, right?
I know, and I'm like, I'm 44 years old. I can sit here for a few moments and just relax. There's
yeah,
nothing
rest
wrong
rest your
that.
Body, right?
I know, it's
yeah.
so hard to get there, though.
Yeah, Wayne, and I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're here every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And we're all about really giving you great tools to live your life at your fullest. And again, we're talking with Wayne Layer, and his book, his first book, is The Prodigy Within, The Quest to Discover Your Life's Purpose. Wayne, what do you feel like your purpose in life is?
My personal purpose?
Yeah.
My personal purpose is to create immersive, transformative, spiritually uplifting experiences for people.
I like it. I like it. And now, I know you're a yoga teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's so interesting because we have Audrey, who's one of our sponsors on our show, and we love her, and she brings great energy and all that. And you know, Jennifer and I always have like that, what do you call it, the monkey brain?
Oh, yeah, like the hamster on the
wheel in your
head.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, you know, when I'm walking, I guess I'm kind of meditating because I'm in my own little search and walk, listening and looking and that kind of thing. But I really believe that if you can really go and close your eyes and go inside, it can really help you. Wayne?
Yes.
Yes. Are you there?
Question.
Yeah.
Well, I think we, you know, we have, part of what happens that you were talking about, you know, having had a family and having had a profession and all that kind of stuff is a lot of times because we've given ourselves over to so many things we thought we had to do or that we just wanted to do or that were appropriate for a certain stage in life, we sort of lost contact and lost touch with what we really want to do just for us. And what our unique purpose is. And I think that we need the time, whether it's through meditation or through hiking or through yoga, to be able to reconnect to our essential self so that we can have the ability to actually hear what's appropriate for us. Because we get all these different voices in our head. You know, we have the mother voice, we have the worker voice, we have the, you know, the creative voice, we have, you know, the responsible person. And lots of times, by the time someone's in their 40s, 50s, 60s, even 20s, they don't know which one to listen to. And, you know, are they supposed to be their parents' child and become a doctor? Or are they supposed to be the person they dreamed about being and becoming a rock star or whatever it is? And so finding that essential voice again is a challenge.
I love that. And, you know, I think we just had a guest kind of similar to this.
Yes.
You know what? It's interesting because you go through a part of your life. And you're, you know, if your parents are, you know, my mom was a hairstylist, okay, and I don't know if that's why I fell into that, but obviously, and my dad was a decorator, you know, those are kind of my passions, and so you just, it's like maybe it's in your genes, I don't know, but you kind of follow that, and then all of a sudden you go, okay, now what do I really want to do when I grow up, you know, and you're right, you start to kind of, I don't know, kind of go through all the different voices that you're talking about and find your own. And is that what your book's all about?
Well, my book, yes. Basically, the premise of The Prodigy Within is that in the course of our life, everything we've ever done was both motivated by our ego, by our, you know, the internalized voice of our parents, by our libido. And I believe that there's a voice within us, which is what I call the prodigy. You know, if you looked at Freud, Freud says we had the ego, we had the libido, we had the subconscious, we had the unconscious. I believe we have a voice inside of us that I call the prodigy, which you could say is the still small self or, you know, the God within or whatever. And I believe that through everything we've done in our life, that voice had a vote in the same way that the ego did. And so that when you reach an age of 50 or 60 or whatever it is, everything you've done since the prodigy within you had a vote in that, there's a time where you can take a look at all of those things and say, well, what was common to all of this? What is it that's always been within everything I've done? So, for example, you asked me what my purpose is, and my purpose has always been, whether I was designing a theme park ride or teaching a yoga class or creating a 3D IMAX movie or anything I've done, it's always been an immersive, transformative, spiritually uplifting experience. So that has never been anything but at the center of what I've done, even though it looked like I was just doing, you know, I was making a ride. I was designing a ride. But when I looked at it from, you know, when I got older and I realized that, then I could say, well, how do I do that that's the truest to me? And I believe that over the course of your life, as you mind these different experiences, you come to a place where you can take all of those experiences and you can fuse them or synthesize them into something that's uniquely true to who you really are, both your natural talents, your gifts, your passions, and the thing in the world that speaks to you the most that you want to be of service to.
I love it. Wayne, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, I'm just going to kind of put this out there. I almost feel like it's like a life roadmap, okay? You kind of have all these things that you learn, and then all of a sudden you end
exactly.
up with, yeah.
Yeah, and
so when we come back,
too old to follow the map.
There you go. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to give away a Midtown Cafe gift certificate. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holtz is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you again for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, just entering our studio right now, we have Randy Senzig. And thank you so much for being here again with us.
Pleasure to be with
you,
Kim.
Yeah, great breakfast the other day with the Kiwanis, and congratulations on 50 years.
Not my age.
I know. I knew he looked at me a little funny. He's like, really? No, but 50 years of giving back. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. You know, we're going to find out a little bit more. So, again, I'm so glad that you're here. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks 4th Annual Brew Fest. And we've got tickets for you out there. So, again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You know what? We want to do a giveaway. And how about August 6th through the 15th, we've got an educational program. It's the West Side Story, over at one of my favorite places, and that is over at the Rubicon. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, we're talking with Wayne Lehrer, and we're talking about The Prodigy Within, and we were talking about our life is kind of like a roadmap. And it's interesting because you have all these different circumstances or all these different things that were
intersections.
And we just, you know, kind of like our, I don't know, you try the different things in our life, you know, our different chapters, and they all kind of lead up to something, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think that that's so interesting. Wayne, talk to us.
Well, I think what happens is I think we hit a certain point in life where many of us get to the place where we say, you know, I've done a lot of things, I've had successes, I've had failures, but, you know, my life doesn't have as much meaning as I would like it to have. What's my legacy? What's my eulogy going to be? And what is it, what's the real contribution I've really made? And even people that have been, you know, significantly successful, you know, have this feeling somewhere. I think we all do when we recognize our mortality, or we just hit a place where we've had, you know, some painful dramas in our life. You know, we got fired from a job we've had for 20 years. We have an empty nest. We got a disease that really made us look at our mortality. And I think at that point, we look into our lives and we say, what is it that is my unique contribution? And where do I want to make it? And I think at that point, we don't have to look at what we've done, but it's from my point of view and what my book talks about is that everything I've done has been preparation for this moment. I don't really need to look at it scientifically and say, well, what did that prepare me for? It's more just looking into the world and seeing what I respond to as a way in which I can make my contribution. And that thing is going to be, as you start to do it, you're going to recognize it as, oh, my God. You know, back when I made movies, that was this. And when I designed this, that was this. And when I raised my children, that built this quality in. And I think the people that are actually found that quality of meaning in their life and that feel that they're really finally making a significant contribution, they almost always say as a rule, you know, it's like everything in my life, I'm using every one of my skills, all my passion, everything I learned, what turns me on. Even my child rearing skills and all of that stuff.
And, you know, I totally get that. And you know, I have to tell you, it's interesting. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and I usually do about 5 clients at one time just because I love to connect people. And so when I started doing that, this is totally, I never had any idea that this was where I was going with my radio show as a host. But I would always be like, you know, Jennifer, this is Randy. Randy, this is, you know, and I would be like, oh, my God, you're going to love her. You guys both ride horses. You've got 4 kids. And now that's what I do. I mean, it's just, it's so, I love, and I totally agree with you. Randy, any input on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you talk about, you know, what we learn through life. One of the things that Qantas does with our Key Clubs, which is Qantas Educating Youth in the high schools, is to teach them leadership skills, to give them challenges and see how that they can, you know, figure them out and come up with solutions. And I think, you know, quite frankly, what you're talking about here, you know, Wayne, is life's experiences. So I think is when we start young and we train our youth and we work with our youth, then that's going to better prepare us when our life's challenges come in, or sometimes what I refer to as the speed bumps of life.
There you go. I love that. And, you know, for the parents, I just have to say, you know, the parents that we always want to protect our kids, not so good, because when they get a little older, they can't really make it through their own speed bumps, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so, and it's all about preparation.
Yeah, with those, even the little problems. I'll even say to my own kids, figure out the solution for this. Tell me what it is, because I know it's something they can solve on their own. It's like you kind of have to do those baby steps, even for yourself. You've got to, like, let go a little bit and let them figure it out.
Yeah, and sometimes it's kind of painful watching your children go through those painful times in your life, you know. And yet at the same time, when they get it, it's like, yes, okay, I didn't have to, you know.
Even for ourselves as adults.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, like you put
I'm sure
yourself,
our parents are looking at
right,
us
but
going,
like you
know.
But you put yourself in a new situation, and it's like, okay, I can solve this problem. I just have to do it. I've got to get there.
And you know what? Again, it's really looking at the brighter side of things. Things happen. None of us are the same as any, you know, we're all independent. We're all individual. And so we bring different things to the table. And so it's about really working, you know, having the strength, the backbone to say, I'm okay with this. Okay, how do I get through this? How do I work with this person that doesn't think like me? Or, you know, and that's what we do in marriage. That's what we do in relationships, is we're brought and taught by other people. And then now you bring into a marriage and you kind of like, how do you chime together? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden now you've got kids and they brought and taught by you guys, and they take the best and the worst. You know, I always say all my kids have the best for me, and you know,
right.
No, they have the best of both of my husband and I. But that's what it's all about. And Wayne, so what are we going to find in your book?
I think that I've created a way for people to really assess what really matters to them, take a look at what they have done, and also get in touch, you know, when you have a small child, for example, you know, if you have a small child and they're, you know, when they're 2 or 3 years old and they're banging on their bed all the time, one parent goes crazy and says, shut up, stop doing that. And another parent goes out and buys the kid drumsticks. And, you know, I think that a lot of us had a certain predilection when we were young that we may have moved away from, that was naturally the thing that we would do if left to our own devices. So one of the things is I help people get in touch with that. Another element might be that along the way, you've done certain things. And like what you said about hairdressing, when you recognize the essential element about being a hair therapist was that you used it as a means to connect people, that's your purpose. It wasn't the hairdressing. And when you recognize that, then, of course, it's a natural understanding. So a lot of people, they just need to, you know, like if I coach people, for example, we would get it down to figuring out that that was the essential, and then say, where can you use that skill in a way that really is a dream for you today? You know,
nice.
that would not only serve that aspect of your personality that needs to connect people, but also serve what it is that you feel the best about doing, you know, and that you enjoy the most, and also a skill that you may have developed that really made you happy when you had that job, but you don't get to use it anymore. And so seeing how three or four of those elements might come together. One of the other things I talk about in my book is I have a thing called the 14 archetypes of service. And the idea of that is that we may know what our gift is, but unless we know how we need to give it, and I believe it's actually even more important to know how we need to give our gift than necessarily what it is. So, for example, in your case, if you know, this idea that what you need to do is to be able to share in a way that connects people, that's kind of more important than what format you do it in. Mm. And if you have that, then you can kind of bring that to almost anything you do, if you actually can hook that up with a format that really turns you on as well. For example, it sounds like you've done that with radio.
Yes.
And I've certainly done it in...
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting when you say that, it brings out, I'm a hair therapist. When I make people look good, feel good, do good, I'm like at my best. You know, that's my gift. And then now I just came on the radio and I could do it for a bigger amount of people. And
exactly.
So to me, I love that. And I love bringing on other passionate people. But it's interesting. I just started up my women's group that I've had for over 5 years. And we had it this last week. And in fact, I want to invite all my women friend out there. Sorry, but Randy, I would invite you. But,
it's
you know,
okay.
Men don't really share as much.
That's,
you know,
right,
it's interesting.
Exactly. Very quiet.
I have to tell you, you know, and Tom, it's funny because I said to all my men client, I'm like, hey, I'm going to put together a kind of a, I don't even want to call it a support group, but it's a, you know, we support each other, right? And all the guys are like, no, sorry, Kim.
Please don't invite me.
Yeah, and yeah. They're like, I talked to you and maybe my wife. Isn't that sad? Maybe, you know, but that's really the truth. Sometimes you just find people. So I was like, okay, forget you guys. But women, I feel like I love the women power. And it's just about really bringing people together that have common things. And it's like, if you've already gone through it, why do I have to? Tell me how it goes, you know?
And I think women like to verbalize
everything
they're thinking, any problem they have or they see coming. So we like those groups.
Exactly. Men, but what I do want to remind everybody is when you find out what you're truly passionate about, oh my God, you should see. I mean, because all I did was kind of go around the room and say, okay, so what's going on in your life and what are you passionate about? And oh my God, it's like they light up like a light bulb and they could tell you all about it and you almost can't stop. I'm like, okay, so we're going to go on to the next one, you know, because that's what lights up our life. And that's, to me, what it's all about.
I think it's hard for some people to figure out what they're passionate about.
Well, there's so many things you could be passionate about, right?
Yeah, I think one of the things that happens is, once you even get a clue what it might be that you're passionate about, being able to, you know, to stay the course with that, to have the support for it, for people to not do what they did when you were young and said, oh, well, you'll never make a living at that. You know what? Maybe you're not going to make a living at it, but if you don't do it, you're not going to be happy. So maybe you make a living at what you're doing already and you start making a bigger and bigger chunk of your life be applicable to what your real dream is. And eventually, it's been my experience that people that are willing to invest in their dream and not ask it to be the source of their income right away.
The monetarial, yes.
And at some point it becomes support on multiple levels, and one of them may eventually become money and may become, you know, extraordinary income.
That's such an important point. If you have a passion or something that you enjoy, you should at least give it a try. You don't have to be the best at it. You don't have to make millions of dollars at it, but you don't want to, you know, get to the end of your life and say, gosh, I wish I would have tried that.
There you go, Randy.
You know, my wife and I, we have 4 kids, and they're all in their mid-20s. And one of the things that we talk to them about is that find out what you're passionate about. You know, find out what you're feeling from, you know, the bottom of your heart and the center of the soul. And, you know, you might take that passion and it might just be an amazing hobby for you. But if you can do it for a living and figure out how to make a living, you know, and let's say, for example, you're not going to make $1 million a year on it, but you're going to make something that is livable, that you can enjoy. You wake up in the morning, you're happy, you come home.
You want to go to work, yeah.
Exactly. And, so many people do not want to do that. But if you can find that.
You're the luckiest.
Oh, my God, you're rich. You're rich inside. You're rich. I mean, that's really a rich life right there.
It is. It's not always in your pocketbook.
No,
it's really
that's what
in
I'm
your
saying.
Heart.
It's rich in your heart.
When I was first starting out after college, I had one of our big bosses at the company I worked at, he said, if you don't show up to work with that fire in your belly, you shouldn't be showing up to work.
That's right.
Ooh,
I
love it. Wayne Lehrer is who we're talking to right now. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, Wayne's book, his first book, we're really excited, is The Prodigy the prodigy within, and it's the quest to discover your life's purpose. Where do we find your book?
Amazon.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I know we've only just like tipped on it, but I'd love to have you back. I'd love to learn more. And I love that you actually you coach people too, because some of us are, you know, like that blank slate and we're just tippy-toeing in because, you know, we're trying to figure out what we're all about.
Find our passion.
I think that you know, I have I wrote a blog. It's not, I don't know that you got it yet, but it was called The New Third Act. And I think that it really has to do with this idea that at a certain age, we come to the place that we're really ready to, in essence, finally start our life, not have the life our parents wanted us, not have the life that we thought would, that fed our ego, that we thought would support us financially, that would make us rich, any of those things, but actually to do something that we really, really care about. And I think that there's a huge number of people that are approaching that place where they're really looking for, you know, what can I do now to find that meaning? And so if someone wants to, they can go, you know, I have a couple websites. They can go to www.waynelehrer.com and read that blog. It's called The New Third Act, or they can go to theprodigywithin.com.
There you
and learn about the book.
You got it. Well, thank you so much. We'll definitely have you back. And
pleasure.
Share our show with all of your listeners and all your friends, too. And we appreciate you being here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Randy Senzig. And we're going to be talking about the 4th Annual Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. And that is coming up. And we've got tickets for you. So, you know what? We're going to give a pair of tickets away right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is going to be August 27th. And I'm telling you, they're only keeping it to 750 people, right?
That's correct.
You
last
have people
year,
like pounding
out.
Down the doors,
know,
you know?
We are so far ahead of ticket sales right now. It's amazing.
Isn't that awesome? I love when you know something's successful and it's fun. But
and people
you
want to come.
Yeah. So anyways, again, we are giving out a couple tickets right now. August 27th, Thousand Oaks 4th Annual Brew Fest. Give us a call right now. It's by Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. It's going to be from 4 to 8. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. A little happy hour there, right?
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Give us a call, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our second hour. And our second hour, we're going to be talking with MJ Holt, the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal. And let me tell you, just go ahead and do it.
Thermal imaging is a safe and non-invasive way to detect cancer and other diseases, and it's non-invasive through a screening that starts at the top of your head and can move through your body. It can find things going on in your mouth, in your digestion, all different places, and it's really the starting place to figure out why you might not be feeling right. So definitely stay with us the second hour and listen to us talk to MJ, and she can tell you all about it. And it's something you probably are going to want to look into if you're not feeling quite right every day.
Ooh, there you go. And it's so non-invasive. That's what
Absolutely.
I love about it. Also joining us is Cindy Schoonmaker from Whole Foods of Oxnard, and she's always got surprises for us. So we're going to find out a little bit about what she's going to be talking about. I kind of want to say it's about the brew and the beer. And of course, you know, we're kind of like heading to that whole thing. But again, right now we are going to be talking to Randy Senzig. Did I get it right?
That works.
Okay, good. And we're going to be talking about the 4th annual Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. I'm so excited to be a part of this. And of course, Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, they are 50 years. They just had their, actually a great birthday party at 7 o'clock in the morning. I love it. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure having you
there.
Yeah,
but you know what? Just great people. You know, I love when you join something or that you belong to something and everybody's so excited to be there. That just makes all the difference.
Many of our guests at the end of the meeting going, we can't believe how much fun you guys have at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's just unbelievable. And, you know, it's funny. Last year I was the president of the club, and we had two guests sitting at a table with another member. And at the end of the meeting, our member came up and said, these two are going to join our club. They said, they can't believe you have that much fun. A Wednesday morning, 7 o'clock, they said, why couldn't we do this like Monday through Friday?
I know.
It was a great way to start the day.
But I love it. And your new president?
Sandra Lee.
Oh, she is amazing. Like, what a warm heart. You could just feel that from her. But not only that, I mean, just it was just so relaxing and it was nice and everybody was really comforting. And not only that, I love it. You know, you pay money to talk about people.
That's
our
right.
Fine period.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great time. You know, it's we have a lot of fun with that. Last year I started, usually if you buy a new car, it's a buck a wheel. So you got a steering wheel and a flywheel and the whole bit. Well, I had two guys there were grandparents and both had, you know, babies. One was 7 pounds. The other one was like almost 9 pounds. And I said, well, that's really great. Congratulations. I said, by the way, didn't anybody tell you it's a buck a pound?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And so what does all this go to? What do you guys do all this for? And I'm so excited to be a part of this.
Well, Kiwanis Club is all about the kids. It always has been. For example, in Thousand Oaks, we have 4 high schools that we work with, and we have established what we call a Key Club. A Key Club is Kiwanis Educating Youth, where we're coaching, mentoring, teaching them leadership skills. You're developing these young people, these young minds.
There was a couple kids there yesterday. I got to meet them. I'm telling you, you could just see they're like in the making.
Oh, yes.
You know,
that's
the
exciting
making.
Part. You know,
yeah.
When the lights start to go on in these kids and they turn on fire, they're just amazing. I'll give you one example. We had an individual that was not an A student. All right. He was a 3.0 student, but he was involved with, you know, the Key Club for 4 years that he was in high school. And everybody said, well, you need a 4.0 to get into UCLA. You need a 4.0 to get into Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And those were his two choices for going to school. Well, when they saw his resume and his application, he actually got accepted into both of those schools.
Because he actually
is such a great example.
Yeah.
It was the
they
community
They look at the
service.
Well-rounded kids now. And it's interesting, a couple of my, my youngest son, I'm just going to say, I was talking to the Manna lady, and she said, have you ever been there? I was like, oh, yeah. My son's like, I don't fit in any of these things, right? And I was like, we're going to keep going until you do.
Exactly.
And so then he went to Manna, and he was stuffing envelopes there, and he was like, wow. And then he saw a couple of his other friends and he's like, oh, this is okay, I'm good to go now, but you know what, I really encourage all of my listeners out there, if you have any kids, grandchildren, anybody, you know, when you give back, oh my God, there's something heartwarming about it. When you give back and you're not looking for anything, you don't want to get a thank you, because if you're looking for that, that might not happen right off the bat.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it's heartwarming. And it's, I always say, many hands make little work.
That's true. It really does. We have about 100 members in our club. And when you call for all hands on decks, you know, you get about 50% of them showing up, which is unbelievable. It's a great number.
That's crazy.
But just to get back to the kids for a second, this is the fun part. All right, when you see these kids and they get on fire and that, and then some of them actually go into college and they join what we call a Circle K Club, which is for the university students. What's really exciting is that it keeps their involvement in leadership, all right? It teaches them. You know, and the Kiwanis guys and gals are in there, you know, coaching and mentoring and what have you. But what's really exciting, though, is that, you know, I was a corporate guy for many, many years and hired a ton of people. I always looked at the name at the top. I went down to see what kind of education they had, but I wanted to see what they did with community service.
Volunteering.
The reason for community service, it tells me something about what's in their heart and soul.
Oh, you just give me chills. Like, what's inside instead of,
But here's the other exciting part. If I'm in a business and we've got a team-oriented type of company, those people have already been trained. Those young kids, young adults, have already been trained in team working together and building.
I love that. What a great
corporations
insight.
Corporations love that.
That's a great insight.
So, you know, when I went around to all the key clubs and I spoke to them and I let them know that, and the next thing you know, they're taking notes. They're going, okay, I need to get this on a resume. But, you know, it's...
That's
it's
a great point. I mean, that really makes
sense. Absolutely true. When you can work with a group and get along and come up with something that's tangible,
exactly.
I think there's a lot to be... And that's not easy. It's not easy to work with a group of people and
that's right.
be someone that people like to work with.
Well, you know, it's nice because it's in a non-threatening environment when you're doing community service work. You know, you find something that you really like to do, and then you go do it. Like,
you're passionate about it. That's what it's all about.
When I first joined, actually, even before I joined Kiwanis, the first thing I came into an event, it was the American Cancer the Wellness Center, okay, and they had their annual Cancer Survivors Luncheon. So I walked up, wasn't even a member yet, and one of the guys said, can you cook? I said, well, yeah, I can cook. And next thing I know, I was cooking 40 pounds of chicken.
I love it. That would be so me. I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? Where do I? Yeah,
but
I love
some
it.
Other people just love to serve. I mean, they can't cook. They would burn water,
You
know. So it just depends upon, you know, with your last guest, you're talking about your passion. Well, I love to cook. You know, some people love to serve.
Okay, when are we coming
That's
over?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, wait, you just open up a whole, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I need to check with the social director.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, I want to thank you so much for allowing us to be with you in your home, in your car, wherever you are, and that you're starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Randy Senzig. We're talking about Kiwanis Club. They've got their fourth annual Thousand Oaks Brew Fest coming up, and we are so excited to be a part of it. And again, this has been a couple years now. You guys always do an amazing job. I've got a couple tickets for somebody right now. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Randy, tell us, one, where is it at?
Okay, it is at Kaneo Creek Park North. It's right behind the Thousand Oaks Library.
Correct.
And that's on Jans Road. And it's the Lakeside Pavilion. So this is, when we say lakeside, this is a beautiful, relaxing venue.
There is something really beautiful about it.
So beautiful back there with the trees.
Yes,
it
is.
I almost think it's like kind of like hidden, you know. It's like a hidden surprise back there. You kind of go and you're like, oh my God, what? Wait, all this is back there?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. Okay, so if they don't win tickets on our show, how much are they?
Okay, up until August 15th. And if you use the promo code Kiwanis, that's Kiwanis, and it's on our website, tobrewfest.com. You go to the ticket section, buy your tickets, use the promo code. It's $35 in advance, all right? Otherwise, it's $40 up until the actual day. And then at that point, it's $50 at the door. So I would advise you to
get them now.
You have to get them now because, seriously, last year we sold out. We shut down the website because we capped it.
I love
it
when we sell out. That's like the
And I love
like
that it's on a Thursday night. So it sort of starts the weekend. I love that.
By the way, it's Thursday night before the long Labor Day weekend.
You just said the best thing.
That's right.
All right, we're going to find out more. We're going to find out who's going to be there and some of the local breweries and wineries. We're going to take a really quick break. I'm going to give another pair away right now, 805-419-0008. And again, that's August 27th. That's Thousand Oaks. That's the fourth annual Brew Fest. We want you to be there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we have a whole nother hour here. And definitely write down this phone number, 805-419-0008. In fact, we're going to throw out another gift certificate right now. And how about Paul Martin's? I love their stuff. You always eat there too, right?
I was just there the other night.
I don't know. All my restaurants that I give away stuff on here, I'm always at. So you'd think I don't cook a lot, but I actually do. But my husband and I are empty nesters, so we're always trying different restaurants.
Different places.
So let's do that right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. We're talking with Randy Senzig. We're talking about the fourth annual Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. We're going to be talking about all the breweries that are there.
That's right.
But you also said for anybody that might not like beer, right?
That's correct.
What?
Now,
yeah.
You know, we understand, and I've heard from a number of gentlemen in the past, my wife won't come because it's only beer. Well, guess what, ladies? We have three very, very high-end wineries. We have Foley, who will be pouring.
Wow.
We have Firestone, who will be pouring, and Lincourt, who will be pouring.
Nice.
Very nice.
Now, Qantas has always actually had another bottle or two stashed away just in case that you'd like to try something else. So you just come over to the Qantas little section, and you can have water and sodas and wine, and it's all included in the price.
Nice.
That sounds
very
terrific.
Good. All right, what about the restaurants that are going to be there? Let's talk about that.
Okay, we got a number of favorites. Brendan's is going to be there, Irish pub. So he always brings something with an Irish or a little flair to it. This year, we have Dane's Chicago Beef and Dogs. They're on Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Oh, I've been there. They're really good.
They have one of the best beef sandwiches.
There.
You know, it's like when we go out, we let split, you know, meals and stuff with my wife.
We do that too. My husband and I, you know.
But,
you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's worth to have a whole sandwich and go to another day to the gym.
So
the other Pyology. They make a very...
Oh, I like Pyology.
They have great pizza.
So do we... Oh, yes. I mean, last year is like people just were flocking around their booth. We also have Saucy's Barbecue and Grill. Now, these guys are pretty amazing. All right. They pulled pork sandwiches. They've got, you know, tri-tip sandwiches, all different kinds of things. But what they bring to the Brewfest, and last year it was such a huge hit, they were award-winning chili. I mean, number one award competition-based won everything chili. This
I
is
love
so
chili.
Good. It's
There's something
amazing.
About chili with a little so kick good. In it,
now,
right?
We're going to have a little, maybe a little chili cook-off here because Twisted Oak Tavern, which
they've
is,
got chili too.
They have chili too.
Uh-oh.
And Roger Bond over there, who's the actual brewer of Lab Brewery and also owns Twisted Oak Tavern, you never know what he's going to bring because he not only does he make phenomenal beer, but his cooking is just unbelievable. So we're not sure. He says, I'm not sure if I'm going to bring 1,000 tacos or if I'm going to bring the chili or this. I said, just bring whatever you want or bring them all.
So, Randy, when people pay the money to get in or if they are a lucky winner on our show, and I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back to you just to get your name in for that. Is that all included?
Yes. The price of admission, when you walk in, first off, you're going to have 21 microbreweries, all right? And we've got, you know, some of the big ones, Stones here in Nevada. We've got Ninkasi out of Oregon. In fact, actually, they called us and said, can we be a part of your event? We hear it's incredible. You know, we've got Firestone. We've got another up-and-coming star, which is Figueroa Mountain, which is wonderful. So you come in, you have your choice of different beers.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. It
makes me thirsty.
I know.
And it's early.
I am telling you. All right, you guys, if they don't get tickets on here, where do they go to get them? Because we're at the end of our show.
TOBrewFest.com.
TOBrewFest.com. Get your tickets and also use the promo code Kiwanis, right?
That's correct.
$5 off. But get your name in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Randy, we're at the end of this hour. We're going to continue to give tickets away all the way through our shows. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you again for asking us to be a part of this. And, of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. A smile is happiness you'll find right under your own nose. With that, we'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.